My name's Hato. I'm the host of Hard and Heavy on Triple Eight Classic Rock Digital. By now, everyone would have to know that Metallica have postponed their Australian and New Zealand shows that were happening this month. James is back in rehab after there was a statement put up at Metallica.com from Lars, Kirk and Rob saying that James has been struggling with addiction on and off for many years, and he's now unfortunately had to get professional help through a treatment program. Now, back in the 80s, they were known as Alcoholica, so that kind of sets the tone for what the guy's trying to put behind him. And how easy do you think that is when you're on the road and you're touring and there's no such thing as a normal life, right? So, we do wish James Hetfield the very best. If you've seen the Some Kind of Monster documentary, of course you have, you know that he was in such a bad state that they weren't even sure if he was coming back to the band, let alone coming back to make the St. Anger album. If you do have tickets, you can go to Live Nation and you can get a refund. It doesn't matter if they're GA or the black tickets or the enhanced experiences. Live Nation Australia, they'll be able to do it. There's no word as such if you hold on to your ticket that it's going to be valid for if they announce another tour, which they have said they will as soon as they can. The best thing to do, just get your money back. You'll be able to get those tickets again, trust me. One of the things, though, man, that I'm pretty sure if you're listening to this, you'd agree with, is that there are a small number of people, but nonetheless, people that are sort of hating on the band for cancelling. Well, first of all, they're not cancelling, they're postponing. Secondly, I don't care if you're the biggest front man in the world or if you're just some regular dude. If you need help and you have the balls to put your hand up and say, I need help and I'm going to get it, that should be applauded. There are some people that just want to hate Metallica for whether it's Napster, whether it's for bringing in Bob Rock, whether it's for doing the Lulu album with Lou Reed. Who gives a shit? James Hetfield as a person needs help, and there are people online going, ugh, postpone, yeah, well, what am I going to do? I was going to drive. Who cares, mate? Who cares? And we get it. It's devastating. You know, there are some people that have waited years, decades in some cases, to see this band play live, and in the literal 11th hour, it's no longer happening. Now, if it was some wishy-washy rock star excuse for why they had to cancel, then sure, light your torches and throw your pitchforks, but the man needs help. That should be enough to convince you, all right, well, let's just wait and see what happens. And Metallica have always kept their word when it comes to gigs that they have had to cancel and come back to. James even played a cast after he suffered third-degree burns in the 90s and got a session guitarist in to cover all of the rhythm sections just so they could do those makeup shows. So they will be here. We don't know when, and that's absolutely fine, as long as James is getting the help that he needs. And everyone from all corners of music coming out. Did you see Randy from Lamb of God talking about how James Hetfield got him sober and saved his life? Now, that's somebody that's in the industry. Think of the countless amounts of people that James has helped just through lyrics and songwriting. And I think we owe it to ourselves. The guy needs a breather and the guy needs a hand to give him time and give him well wishes. And if you want to bitch and moan and hang on Metallica for pulling out and not playing Australia, f*** you.